Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Placer?
Here.
Commissioner Kimball?
Here.
I'm here. Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner Stanton?
Here.
Commissioner Burns?
Here.
Commissioner Rushing?
Here.
We have nine. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Zenner, were there any additions or changes to the meeting agenda?
No, there were not, ma'am.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Galway Jones, seconded by Commissioner McMahon. I'll take a thumbs up approval on the agenda. Looks unanimous. Thanks, everybody. Everyone should have received a copy of the January 6, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Were there any changes or edits to those minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. I'll take a thumbs up approval on the minutes. Looks unanimous. Thank you. All right. We have two tabling requests this evening. Our first one is case 45-2022, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of SAP Holdings LLC, seeking approval of a conditional use permit allowing a 19.05-acre site to be improved with a travel trailer park. The vacant site is currently zoned A, agriculture, is located northeast of the US 63 and Paris Road interchange, and contains the addresses 4150 Paris Road and 3501 Hinkson Creek Road. A request to table this matter to the March 10, 2022 Planning Commission meeting has been received. Are there any staff comments?
This request has been made, and the following item that will be tabled is related. To allow for the applicant to make some technical revisions to the documents, as well as to submit a final plat that will be used as the basis for defining better the areas to be utilized for the conditional use travel trailer park, as well as to define in case 46-2022, the areas to be zoned, proposed to be rezoned. So due to those technical challenges and the timing associated with preparation of the plat, the applicant has sought this request to table. The tabling time frame is sufficient. We will have an application. Staff has been told for the subdivision plat at the end of this month, which would be our last submittal deadline in January, and that will give us sufficient time to schedule then the platting action to be brought in concurrent review. So you will end up with actually three items in March, all of which relate to the same property. The request for conditional use, the request for rezoning, and then also the platting action all together, so you see the full picture of how this property would potentially develop.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Mr. McMahon.
Minor point of order. Council often combines these things into one motion. Could we have a read through and do that? And that's usually on the chair's discretion.
Can we vote on both tabling actions as one?
I would not necessarily see an issue with that. This is a tabling. It is not a, it, and we do consolidate reports. But ask you to take separate motions on them. So I would probably recommend to the chair that you read the title of case number 46-2020 and then take a motion to table both items to the March 10th, 2022 date.
All right. So in conjunction with the previous, we also have case 46-2022, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of SAP Holdings LLC to rezone two parcels containing approximately 19.05 acres of property from A, agriculture, to MC, mixed-use corridor. The vacant site is located northeast of the US 63 and Paris Road interchange and contains the addresses 4150 Paris Road, and 3501 Hinkson Creek Road. A request to table this matter to the March 10, 2022 Planning Commission meeting has been received. Any additional questions on these cases? Commissioner McMahon.
If there are no questions or concerns from my fellow commissioners,
in the matters of case 452022, a request by ESS on behalf of SAP Holdings for a conditional use permit, and case 462022, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of SAP Holdings to rezone two parcels, I move that both cases be tabled to date certain, 10 March 2022.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner McMahon?
Aye.
Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
We have 9 votes. The motion carries.
Recommendation for tabling has been approved. That concludes our cases for the evening. Any public comment? Seeing none, any staff comment?
Trying to make this not longer than the actual meeting. Your next meeting is February 10th, 2022. There is a gaggle of requests to be heard, and they are as follows. You have a subdivision request. This is 2901 East Business Loop 70. This is immediately to the north of the existing Walmart off of Conley. That is where this property is located is actually addressed, East Business Loop 70. This backs up to the golf course to the west, and it is before the commission because it is not a legal lot, and therefore this platting action will establish legal lot standards or legal lot status and has to come before the Planning and Zoning Commission. The next section on the agenda will be public hearings and design adjustments. The first two cases, 68-22 and 70-22, are related. That is why they have the same name. The first piece of the hearing, however, will be for a permanent zoning request subject to annexation, County RS to City R1. And then the second component of it is a freestanding sidewalk construction design adjustment request to waive the requirements to build sidewalk along the parcel's Oakland Gravel Road frontage. This is a 12-plus acre property with extensive frontage along Oakland Gravel Road, and the applicant is seeking to build a single-family home on the property and not have to plat it. Therefore, they're asking for a waiver of the sidewalk, which would normally be required due to the road classification of Oakland Gravel. And then the final public hearing and design adjustment is actually tied to a proposed rezoning to PD. And as many of you may recall, the PD plan is a requirement of PD zoning, and the PD plan also serves as the site's preliminary plat. And whenever we preliminarily plat property, you need to ask for design adjustments concurrently with that platting action. So this is a rezoning at 500 North College to PD with a plan, which is a requirement, and as pursuant to the plan, they are also asking for a waiver of, if I'm not incorrect, particular right-of-way upgrade requirements associated with the subdivision action, which is the preliminary plat component of this. This consolidates 3 lots into 1, which is what the PD plan is serving. And then finally, you'll have 2 public hearings on the agenda, a CUP in a different location along the business loop. This is at the Plum Supply Company property. That is at 2310 East Business Loop 70. The CUP is to authorize mechanical and construction contractors' offices as a principal permitted use on the property. Currently, the Plum Supply Building, the main structure that is there today, has a conditional use permit granted 20-some-odd years ago. 2 years ago, the property was consolidated from two separate lots into a single lot, and the property that was consolidated with the existing Plum facility actually has accessory storage facilities for Plum's operation, which are not under a conditional use. So in essence, basically, we are expanding the conditional use to cover the entire now 10-plus acre property. And that is the purpose for this particular application. It's to basically ensure that all of the property has the appropriate conditional use on it. And then the final case that you'll have on the agenda is a city-owned property, and it's one that we don't often see frequently. This is at 910 and 912 East Walnut. This is a parcel that was acquired by the Solid Waste Utility for the purposes of a downtown trash collection dumpster location on Walnut. The dumpster location would be off of the alley, though the existing structure that is on the property today has been identified as being a historical structure desired to be preserved and sold by the city. The Historic Preservation Commission was asked by City Council to do an analysis of the property, and through that analysis, Council, and through additional direction by Council, it was concluded that there will be particular restrictions placed on the sale of the property that will help to address particular aspects of historic preservation. The structure itself is not necessarily, the structure meets age requirements. The exterior features, however, not quite so much, but the interior features of the structure, as I understand it, have historical significance, and the building in and of itself has historical significance. Therefore, the HPC had asked Council, would you like, in addition to the contractual standards, the use-specific or deed restrictions, would you like additional historic preservation standards placed on it through an HPO, historic preservation overlay? And that is what this request is all about. Pursuant to the code, you are required to make a recommendation following a report by the Historic Preservation Commission to City Council as to the appropriateness of applying historic preservation overlay as the zoning designation on this lot. And that then will provide additional regulatory protections. It has a dual designation. It is MDT and HPO. It will principally have to protect and preserve the historic components through the HPO and the restrictions placed on it, the deed restrictions, but it also still, if it were ever to be redeveloped, it would still have MDT standards that would need to be adhered as well. Mr. Palmer will make the report on that, given that he is our historic preservation liaison. And so you can see your way through the world. We have the maps here in front of you of all of our cases coming up. Our project off of the business loop, just immediately to the north of the Walmart there on Conley, are two properties that are known as Lot 3 of Horse Fair Subdivision. Those are located off of Oakland Gravel Road on the north end of the city, about a half a mile off of US 63. And then our other projects, as we have them here today, and so your 500 North College Avenue, this property is currently improved with the Phillips 66 gas station there on the point, and two homes were previously existing, the two lots to the rear of the gas station, one of which I know for sure has been torn down, and I believe the one that is on College Avenue may have been torn down as well. And directly across the street from this is the expansion of the Logboat Brewing facility. The map in the middle is obviously the Plum Supply, and I'm continuing to refine maps as I make them every 2 weeks. So we're going to clean up some of these with our lines and everything else so you can actually see what's underneath it. But it's the buildings that really are to the west of the principal building that is the subject of the conditional use. Mr. Kelly will be making this presentation. The property was recently sold from the Rybeck family. This used to be Rybeck Supply to the Plum Company, which are out of Iowa. And as a part of that, we identify through a zoning verification letter the disconnect between the conditional use applying to all of the property and not just the one part. And therefore, the new owners have decided they want to come in and make sure that they're completely legal by our code. And that is why, again, the conditional use is being sought. And then finally, the small little sliver in the middle of the properties on the fire map is our 910 and 912 East Walnut property that's sought for HPO overlay designation in addition to the existing MDT zoning class that it has on it today. Those are the items that are on your February 10th agenda at this point, always subject to change. I had two more on it that I was told today were actually pulled off and moved to the 24th's meeting. Probably given the volume, you will appreciate that because they are going to be too complex requests. So we will take them up at the end of the month and hopefully get through the 10 that we, or the six that we have here on the 10th. And before I sign off for this evening, I am remiss in not having a picture of an absolutely adorable child that one of our staff members has recently introduced to the world and to the planning family, Ivy Rowan Smith, the daughter of Rachel Smith and her husband.
What's his name?
Brought to us on January 14th. 7 pounds, 9 ounces, 20 inches long, absolutely gorgeous child, and I will have a picture to introduce her to the rest of the viewing public and the commissioners at our next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Center. Commissioner comments. Commissioner McMahon.
Move to adjourn.
Seconded by Commissioner Stanton. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.